break it down, down like this.
Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Tempo Fit's Workout of the Week. This is episode 011, episode 11, and it is great to have you here running with us. How it works is we will do it's a 15 minute podcast, which is about the length that you need to warm up, jog before you dive into your running workout for the week. So if you're out there running now, great stuff. If you want to just listen to this in the car or whatever and save it, prep yourself for a run later in the week, that is totally fine as well. So this episode we have a guest, and a guest giving us her favorite workout. And who is it? It is Dr. Hannah Wells from New Zealand. She's one of New Zealand's top up and coming triathletes, and she is specializing at the moment at the 70.3 distance. But so far this year, and I don't want to jinx her because she's got a race this very weekend, but she's won all of her races that she's entered this year, including the Auckland Marathon. So the premier marathon in New Zealand, she won that. She's won a bunch of 70.3s around this part of the world. So incredible talent, and I'm sure we'll see a whole heap more from her. So her workout this week is a speed workout. It's definitely focused more towards the higher end of your speed range. It is 16 times 200, and she mentions just a bit faster than your 5K pace. Now, to make this relevant for everyone, we're going to call that your VO2 max pace. So that's what you can hold for 10 minutes flat out. So that's sort of how we'll tweak the workout to suit everyone. So it's 16 times 200 meters at your VO2 max pace. All right, I'm going to hand it over to Hannah, who will guide you through it. And I should also do a big shout out to Hannah's coach, so Bevan McKinnon. This is one of his workouts, so big shout out to Bevan. He runs a very cool podcast called Fitter Radio, so do check that out. And I believe you'll find him at fitter.co.nz, but look him up. He is a great triathlon coach. Awesome. All right, so here with me I have Dr. Hannah Wells, who is most well known as a 70.3 triathlete, and potentially soon stepping up to the real long stuff, full iron distance. So welcome to the show, and what's going to be your workout for the week?
Well, I had to really think about this because I have a few favourite workouts, but I've decided to go for one that I use as a prep workout for races.
Cool.
So I would only typically do this maybe 2 or 3 times before a race, maybe 3 to 4 weeks out.
Awesome. So it's kind of a key session that you want to kind of gauge your fitness.
And it can be done on the track or on the road. I usually like to try and use the track because we have quite a good track here in Tauranga. Yep.
Within jogging pace,
I can actually run there from here and run back, which is handy. And the workout basically involves, so you do a good warm up, about 20 minutes, and then you get into doing 200 meters faster than 5K race pace.
Nice.
Basically, as fast as you can go, while still holding good form.
Cool.
100 meters easy float.
Yep.
And repeat that basically 16 to 24 times, usually you start.
Nice,
16 and then build each week.
Awesome. And are you trying to hit it? And so that's the entire workout, 200, float 100, 200,
float 100.
And keep going for 16 times?
16, to 24.
And are you trying to hit a certain split?
So try and hit like under 40 seconds.
Awesome.
It's usually like 37 to 39 seconds, and then the idea is that the float is done in about the same amount of time. So it's a big change in pace.
Half the speed, basically.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And are you're not using a GPS watch? You're just using your watch as splits.
Just using time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So we'll take a little quick break, and then we'll break down how this workout actually works.
So Hannah, tell us, so you're doing these 200 efforts and then jog 100. And so you mentioned round about 5k pace for most people?
A little bit faster. 5k.
And would you increase your pace as you go, or is that kind of naturally happen?
Try to hold the same pace. Definitely don't fade.
So
face it well.
Cool.
Yeah,
nice. And so I'm trying to work out how much total distance you're covering. So what, 3.2k? 16 of them? 16 times 200?
Something like that.
That would make sense. So 2 miles.
Yeah.
Plus the 100 floats.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so short and sweet. So yeah, it's definitely faster than 5k pace. But like I said, you want to make sure you're still holding good form when you do it. So
And is that for you when it comes to, like, particularly in your triathlon, does it kind of replicate how that might feel in the back end of the run? Obviously you're running probably a lot faster than you would. But it's that same sort of trying to keep your processes going with good technique.
Good technique is definitely the key. It's just a good way to work on leg turnover. Leg speed, leg turnover before your race. Focusing on that as well, and that's handy for coming off the bike, sure that you've got your cadence up there and nice and efficient.
Because do you usually cycle at a similar cadence to how you run, or a little bit slower?
No, slower usually for me. So my cadence when I ride in a race is usually mid to low 80s.
Oh, wow.
And so obviously cadence is faster running.
Put that big ring in.
I'm trying to increase my cadence over time, but at the moment I'm a bit of a grinder on the bike.
Cool. Nice. And so 200 on, 100 off, repeat 16 times. Any tricks that you or any, like, I don't know, trip-wise in the workout that you need to be aware of? Like, you mentioned slowing down. Anything else along those lines?
Just make sure you do the recoveries properly from the start. Otherwise, you can start to fade towards the end. So it's looking for that change of pace as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. And what do you do as far as technique? You mentioned cadence, keeping that cadence up. Anything else that you're thinking about when you're moving pretty quickly like that?
Well, for me personally, I always have to focus on relaxing my shoulders. That's one thing that I struggle
with.
Come
up a bit.
For my running. And so that I'm always thinking about that, and just keeping the arm swing, trying to keep that nice and relaxed as well.
It's often when you start running fast, things start happening with your arms. Go all over the show. Do you have any cues around those arms? Like, I know I often talk to people about making sure your thumbs are brushing past the top of your shorts and that kind of thing.
That's quite a good one, actually. Any cues? Not really. I can usually just tell. I just constantly check in. You can tell what your arms are doing. Have a little look down.
Cool. So after the break, we will explain exactly why you might do this workout, which is an interesting question. Hannah, tell us, you do this one like 4 weeks out, and it's sort of that getting that leg speed going. Is there anything else that you're looking to get from this?
Mostly it's about leg speed. For me. But it's also a good way to run, get comfortable running faster than race pace, but then allowing yourself to recover as well. And just getting that feeling.
Like with those 100-meter recoveries.
I mean, and you don't get total recovery in that, so your heart rate will be up the entire time. So it's a good workout.
Are you maxed out heart rate?
Maxed out, close to.
It's pretty
up solid
there.
You want to be near sprinting but still holding your good run form, so not quite the all-out max sprint.
Awesome. And so you mentioned you might do this one like start with 16 and then maybe the next week come back and do 20 or something, then step it up to 24.
Depending on how many weeks you've got to play with.
And just out of interest, like, this is more sort of that top end type workout. And obviously you're a triathlete, so you get, kind of get your aerobic conditioning from other other forms of movement as well.
Yeah.
Do you do any other types of workouts? Like you do this one and then another one during the week, or as far as running goes?
In terms of high intensity workouts, or just
Like tempo runs, or
A lot of my running is slow.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah. And just base.
Yeah.
And then with just very few very key workouts thrown in.
Yeah, for sure.
So I might do a couple of other runs leading up into a race where I do more tempo stuff, but I honestly don't do that much of that. It's a lot of just slower mileage, building the fitness that way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Lots of runs off the bike?
Yeah, a few, I actually like running off the bike, so I don't have to practice it too much.
Cool.
Yeah.
I used to get so demoralized at the track when friends would rock up after they've done their bike workout. I've been doing some sort of bike intervals and they rock up and do the same workout that you're doing.
Yeah.
As triathletes.
Damn triathletes.
Cool. So thanks so much for sharing that workout, and really encourage people to go out there and crush it. Any last words of advice that you'd give before we let people go?
Do your easy runs easy.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And that means that you can do this workout that people are going to do today really well. Yeah. And really crush it. So 16 times 200 meters, little 100 meter floats in between.
Yeah.
Use your watch. Do you reset your watch between each?
Lap it. Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks, Hannah. And how can people follow you and see more about what you're up to?
Probably Instagram would be the easiest. So Dr. as in Dr. _ Hannah _ Wells.
Awesome. So go and follow her as she's crushing things out there on the 70.3 circuit. Yeah. So thanks so much, Hannah. And get out there, everyone, and crush that workout.
Thanks.
So there is Hannah's workout. So to summarize again, you're doing 16 times 200 meters at your VO2 max pace. So that's what you could hold for 10 minutes. So for an elite athlete like Hannah, she's going just a bit faster than her 5K pace. So let's say she's doing a 5K in sort of 16, 17 minutes. That's going to be around about her VO2 max pace. So do it at your VO2 max pace. If you need to look that up, jump on tempofit.org, look for the pace calculator, and just chuck in a recent race time and you will get given that pace. And you'll need to just do the maths, work out what it is for 200 meters. So as an example, if you are running 3 minute Ks, that's 36 seconds. If you're doing 4 minute Ks, that's 48 seconds. If you're doing 5 minute Ks, that is 60 seconds. So that's just a little bit of a gauge. Now, if you don't have a track nearby, you can totally do this just with your watch. And even treat it as a fartlek workout where you're not looking at the exact splits, you're just doing it by feel. That is totally fine. And for that, what I'd recommend is just doing 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 16 times, nice and simple. If you want to use your GPS watch, it gets a little bit tricky with these short distances, so be sure to be realistic over that pace because your watch won't know what's going on. The other note that I should throw in, if this is your first TempoFit workout of the week, we've been doing quite a lot of build up to this point where we've been doing strides, we've been doing 30 seconds at mile pace. So for a lot of people, our regulars, this 16 times 200 won't be too much of a jump up. But if you're new to this, please just keep that pace backed off, maybe more towards your 5K pace. We don't want to stress your body too much. Finally, a little bit of advice from someone who has just done that workout. Keep those 100 meter floats nice and slow. The emphasis of this workout is getting, like Hannah said, getting that leg speed going and teaching your body to run fast and relaxed and maintain good running form. So make sure that you're not going too hard in those floats. Should be about the same time for that 100 meters recovery as the 200 meter effort. So make sure those are kept nice and slow. That'll mean you'll maintain that good technique. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We will catch you next week for another guest triathlete on the show.
We would love to connect with you all online. So Facebook, Instagram, and Strava, search for Run Tempo Fit and you'll be able to connect with us. Tag your workouts, hashtag TempoFitWow, so that we can all share in the joys and challenges of your epic workouts. And if you would like TempoFit Workout of the Week delivered to your inbox each week, simply jump over to tempofit.org and fill out the email newsletter, sign up there. Lastly, we would love it, we would appreciate it so much if you could subscribe and also flick us a 5-star review for this podcast. That helps us massively get the word out about the show and about TempoFit Workout of the Week. Thank you so much. Happy running, everyone.